today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Thursday, is the 17th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we open the Holy Quran. This is chapter Baqarah, verse 83.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And recall when we took the covenant from the children of Israel, enjoining upon them, do not worship except Allah, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, and the needy, and speak to the people good words, and establish prayer, and give zakah. Then you turned away, except a few of you, and you were refusing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The secret of the failure and defeat of nations, which finally leads to their destruction and abolishment, lies in the existence of hate and enmity and between the members inside each nation. That is being heedless to the mentioned commandments. Such a nation will soon perish because of disregarding Allah's covenant by not relying on Him, by not respecting and helping their parents, family members, kinders, neighbors, and all fellow men by shedding blood and by not observing the rights of others, by expelling them out of their houses or lands in order to occupy their properties.
The It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
The topic of today's special is about giving gifts in Islam. Showing gratefulness is a natural response when a gift is presented to a person. It not only shows that the receiver appreciates the gift, but it serves as an impetus to the benefactor to carry on giving. That is why the Prophet of Islam has counseled his nation to thank the person who does some favor on them. He said, whoever failed to give thanks to anyone who did a favor to him failed to give thanks to Allah. This is an obligation of the one who has received the gift. He should humble himself and thank the person, not become arrogant and turn his face away. When receiving a gift, if you cannot immediately give something in return, then you should recite, may Allah reward you with goodness. This prayer is therefore a prayer as well as a recognition of the benefactor's generosity and humanity.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. Another instance of such kind of gift is paying homes. I mean, one-fifth of one's monetary belongings or monetary properties. Now we find that another one, in the case of homes, it's indicated that in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that through accepting homes from the faithful people, it isn't meant to make anything, to cause any decrease in the financial power. Rather, by doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to cleanse people. And this is a means of reaching piety, as indicated in a piece of hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. At the same time, and as already indicated, being attentive to one's own close relatives, parents, brothers, sisters, or for example, neighbors, and so on, is one of the cases of practical gifts that a person may give to someone else without that gift to be anything material, because material gifts usually vanish, I mean, in the course of time. However, giving such behavioral gifts to others are really memorable and very instructive, I mean, in the long run. Now we find that the effects of giving gifts are really praiseworthy and remarkable. One of them is that when you give a religious gift to someone, it makes both the receiver, the recipient of the gift, very delighted, and it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very delighted.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
One question for you. What can someone do if they are unable to give a gift? I will help you. If due to affordability or logistical issues, one is unable to return a gift, there is a solution given to us by the Prophet. If a present is made to anyone and he has something to give in return, he should offer it. And if he has nothing to give in return, he should practice him by way of gratitude and say a good word in his behalf. Whoever did it fulfilled the claim of gratitude, and whoever did not and concealed a favor done to him was guilty of ingratitude, and whoever flaunts a virtue that has not been granted to him is like a man who wears a double cloak of deception. Gift giving is one of the most common and important ways to show someone appreciation and build strong relationships. Gifts express respect, love, and gratitude. As Muslims, we should aim to establish a strong relationship with each other using gift giving as a foundation for that goal.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Best Islamic gift ideas for everyone. Home decorative item, best for babies and kids. Muslims love to give home decor items as a gift to one another. Antique pieces are the most lovable items in the decorative articles. Therefore, if you want to spread love, then try to give gifts to your loving ones. You can gift a wall clock, a flower set, decorative light, a custom calendar, a dinner set, or any other custom item. They are not very costly, therefore you can easily afford them. So what are you waiting for? Start spreading the love by giving gifts to each other.
And generosity is mentioned in the Quran in several ways. One of the most important is that you have to give. When you give, give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, sometimes they give, but they give to win election seats, for example. And I know in some countries, the once it's election time, you find the politicians, they come out in the streets and they start giving away things. All the way from an iPhone to chicken and potatoes. I know in some countries, they give potatoes, bags of potatoes to people, or chicken. So they're not giving it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're giving it for the sake of election, for the sake of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give fi sabilillah. And the perfect example is the example of the Ahlul Bayt in Surah Al-Insan. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We give you in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want any return and we don't want a thank you from you. When you give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you expect the reward from Allah. You're not expecting from anyone else. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they gave. And they teach us how to give in the way of Allah. And they gave pieces of bread. They didn't give something so extravagant. But even that small that they gave, it has much greater quality. It's not about the quantity when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about the act of giving, more than what you are giving. The act of giving, disciplining yourself to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection. And of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.
down.